What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, folks. Bernie Pinsenot, political analyst, joins us. We know that the Senate passed the big, beautiful bill yesterday on a vote of 51 to 50. It was a tie. Vice President J.D. Vance had to come in as president of the Senate and break the tie, and that's how we end up with 101 votes. It heads to the House today. They've had their Rules Committee. They're debating the bill. And, Bernie, it seems as though that Freedom Caucus is maybe rearing its head again and making attempts to kind of muck it up a little bit.
Well, the Senate added spending to it, and of course the minute they inserted more spending, you knew that the Freedom Caucus would be was upset, and they get another bite at the apple. Unfortunately for the president, they've got to go through and convince the Freedom Caucus that the spending that's added is not that bad, and that's the best they could get. Yeah, you have 100 individuals in the Senate and 400 plus in the House, and all of those are elected officials, and they all have their own agenda. And putting something like that together, as we're witnessing, you know, on a daily basis, minute by minute, hour by hour, it's very difficult to get that many people on board with all the complications and the moving parts. So it's fun to watch it, but the last place you want to be is part of it, and trying to get what you want out of that bill has got to be. They'll be taking vacations after this is over. We'll probably won't see them for 3 months.
Do you think they'll get this done before this self-imposed July 4th deadline? I mean, I understand why you throw these deadlines out there. But that seems to have become a really big issue as well.
Well, it puts pressure on them to vote, whether they like it or not. All, you know, you can't, if you don't like certain aspects. The push right now is this is our best chance to pass this. The longer this goes on, the more people wiggle. You give them wiggle room, actually, and somebody finds out something in the bill that they don't like, and so if you don't put a deadline on it, risk the entire thing unraveling, and you go back to square one. And when will they finish it? Nobody knows. So that's the push for the deadline is really to keep everybody as close together as they can without everybody wandering off and taking another look at the bill over things they don't like.
Yeah, I mean, I made the observation today that if you had a pop quiz on what's in the bill of all these members, whether they be in the Senate or the House, I'm not so sure how many passing grades you would get, right?
Well, I think it's, what, over 1,000, and Pelosi had one with 10,000, and she said, if you want to find out what's in it, pass it. That's when you'll find out. So this was not quite as cumbersome, and it has a lot of moving parts. A lot of this stuff is, you know, some of it's wishful thinking. Some of it is embedded in real numbers that you have to observe. But, you know, well, how much it's all about the size of the budget and what programs continue to exist at the current funding levels. You've got a backdrop of the United States at this point in time looks like we're going to have trade surpluses with a lot of countries rather than deficits. And how much will that add to reduce the deficit? A lot of the consternation is all related to the size of the deficit and how much longer can we go down this path with the interest on the national debt becoming the biggest spending item we have. And then, you know, as you know, how long can we keep doing that? When will Social Security go bankrupt? When will we run out of money for Medicaid? All of this is involved in that bill, and the outcome is, of course, enormous consequences. And it's not like it, nothing is affected. Most things are affected by this bill.
Yeah. It seems as though, you know, it's always the case, the opposing party kind of cherry picks top line issues that they know they get a lot of glitz and glamour on it, and that happens to be Medicaid. I was reading through provisions within the bill over the last 2 days, and it's hard to kind of clearly understand exactly what's really happening there. Because a lot of these provisions carry out until like 2034, you know, 9 years away, as to what the impact's ultimately going to be.
Well, and again, it's a lot of guesstimation. You know, how much money are we going to save if we add work requirements to Medicaid? Waste, fraud, and abuse is the most overused term in the history of mankind when it relates to government. The Democrats, I don't really think should have even a seat at the table. They're against any and all government costs, and anybody who's pays half attention can look at any program and find lots of waste and abuse and outright stealing and theft. Yet the Democrats will fight to the death so that nothing is cut. No, doesn't matter how much money is being stolen, that's not a big deal to them. So I don't think the public, and that's why Trump is president, they're seated at the table. I don't really think a lot of people listen to them because they scream bloody murder over any and every cut, and waste, fraud, and abuse is perfectly okay with them. As far as the impression by the public, especially the people that care about deficit spending. So that is important. Like I said, how long can we spend more money than we take in? The Republicans are giving a tax break, and the Democrats would actually like to tax, because if we lose Social Security, we can't fund Medicaid. The only way to increase those things over the next few years, you can cut all the waste, fraud, and abuse you want, but they're still rising on a daily basis because of the people are living so much longer now. Noel, and where do you get the money to continuously pay for those increases?
It seems, though, the cornerstone issue that's going to be a really big problem is the fact that the bill, as it stands, and I know some of it is conjecture, would add about $3.4 trillion to the debt over a decade, over the next 10 years. The House version was at $2.4 trillion. They were not real happy about that. And you know they're even less happy about the $3.4, right?
Yeah, well, that was sort of a surprise to me that the Senate decided, okay, let's reverse whatever cuts we have, and let's add to the deficit. That was a risk, and that was one of the reasons that Elon Musk started screaming bloody murder about the increased spending when you know, I spent a lot of time trying to cut government. All of a sudden, we're adding more and more deficit to the budget. And for fiscal hawks and people who pay attention to the national debt, they do have a point. And I'll reiterate it again. They do have a point. When it went to the Senate, and a lot of people were really surprised how much they added to the deficit. And the question is, where do you get the money to pay that? The Republicans are hoping that growth because of the tax cuts will add a lot more money to the deficit. They're hoping that the deficits are toned down with instead of being a deficit country on our imports and exports, we become a surplus. That'll help pay down the debt. It'll help pay down the debt as long as you don't expand government. You have to hold it. You have to hold spending level unless you get revenue from someplace. So that's the quandary that you're faced with. And it's almost the Republicans who now are total control. A lot of those Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, referring to them as rhinos, and they're absolutely correct. That there's, how do you pay for all this stuff you added back in?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. I've made this observation about Medicaid that during the course of the pandemic, the country decided to take some action, expand some coverages and things of that nature, which were, you know, arguably necessary to do, especially in light of the uncertainty of where we were heading and everything else. All the while, though, everybody, I think, understood, maybe not, that wasn't going to be the new floor, right? And we've had a lot of healthcare systems that have been able to do a lot of phenomenal things with that money, and they don't want to give it up. And, you know, but there was always going to be a day of reckoning, right? Because one of the reasons this $36 trillion debt exists is because of what we felt compelled to do. But nobody wants to go back. They want to set a new floor.
Well, all you have to do is look at Louisiana. We're, you know, we have about 40% of the states on Medicaid, and we were awash with money. John Bell happened to be governor during that period of time, and the amount of money flowing into Louisiana was unbelievable. We could spend money on just about anything. And the problem with that, once you start spending that money, you and I know, and you've been doing this a long time also, you never saw a government program that started and ended with any reasonable amount of time. Well, we can just have this program. We need to fund this. And then try to take it away. It's literally impossible. So why did the deficit balloon up so big? Because we spent money like drunken sailors, and now it's exacerbated the problem with the deficit. Though we don't have money to fund a lot of those programs. We don't have money to fund all the new enrollees on Medicaid, not to mention the people who are on it that shouldn't be on it. So voila, we have a budget crisis, and the fiscal hawks, the Freedom Caucus, and all those people, they have every right to be concerned. So what happens in the next 24 hours is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I am fiscally conservative, socially moderate. I'm very concerned about the debt structure. I think there's going to be a day of reckoning. We all know that it's going to happen. And I don't know that we're going to like the unpleasant truths that we're going to have to face, right? I mean, I always kind of divide these things up with the comforting lies that we're told and the unpleasant truths with actually what what we're facing and what's happening. And, you know, a lot of people like to get in the comforting lying line and not want to hear the unpleasant truths. And,
well,
you know, go ahead.
An interesting story was in the 80s when my boss, U.S. Senator Bennett Johnson, a Democrat, would go across Louisiana literally telling people that interest on the national debt is third and I think fourth then. It was becoming third biggest part of the payment structure for the government, the interest. And he was warning that when it gets to be second, the alarms ought to be going off. When it gets to be first, it's too late. You can't have defense. You can't have social programs when you're spending most of your money just to pay the interest on the debt. And it goes to what you're saying, though. I mean, he was sounding the alarm back then, and here we are today. It's number two, and there's no end in sight.
Yeah, and you know, and we know that we're going to have to make changes to Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. The most recent estimates moved, you know, kind of something's going to have to take place up 2 years for one of the programs and 1 year for the other. But it doesn't seem like there's any exigency or urgency inside the Beltway. I mean, I know that it's a tough political issue, but it, you know, it can't be that you're going to walk away just for that reason.
Well, you have two different philosophies, and they're colliding today, but the friction will get much worse. You know, how do you pay for these programs? The Republicans are totally against additional revenue to fund government, and the Democrats say these programs are paramount and necessary for poor people and children and people in wheelchairs and hospitalization and keeping doctors and having rural hospitals. All of those things require a lot of money, and the Democrats are fighting tooth and toenail not to cut because they feel those programs are underfunded to start with, and the Republicans say we have too much government. So we have right now a clash of ideology, and I don't know where it's going, but I know that as a pollster, no matter what the Republicans say, there are a lot of people in this state, especially with a poor state like we have, who think that funding these programs are very important. And as you know, the without those programs, children will suffer and all the other consequences that come related to some of these government programs. Not all of them, but there are some basic ones that we just cannot turn our backs on. And the different philosophies are they're on a grandstand right now, and which way we're going to go is going to be very interesting. Bernie Sanders and them want money at all costs, and the Republicans continue to fight that. So which path we choose, you know, could be coming out of this bill.
You know, I'm always, and you've been around a long time, we can't be all things to all people. So the prioritization of what we are going to really get into and what we're going to fund, both at the federal level and the state level, I think really needs to go through a gut check. To give you an example, I was just reading an article just last night about the universities and their concerns, you know, about a number of the cuts that they're going to have to deal with because the enrollment's down. There's not really a strong value proposition for a lot of these degrees that kids are getting out, you know, getting and leaving the university with. In fact, some of the highest unemployed people in the country right now are actually people with a college degree, which is kind of scary, right? And that speaks volumes. But it was interesting, just as a side note, in the article, it says that one of the programs that's going to have to be cut, and 100% of the funding is provided by a federal grant, is child care for students and teachers. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah. Well, why would the federal government be financing that? It's like, you know, why is the university not financing that? Why is there a federal government grant? And then you realize this is why we can't get our hands around the debt. We're in too many buckets. I mean, just far too many. It doesn't make any sense.
The bottom line is, if you know, I happen to work for a senator who was on the Appropriations Committee, and all of these communities are the problem. The universities are the problem. The hospitals are in a little different position because of Medicaid, but all of, you know, look at the funding across Louisiana and the things that the feds pay for. Look at the stuff the state pays for instead of the locals paying for it. If they want it, they ought to pay for it. I mean, they get into these massive projects locally, building programs and you name it, and they expect somebody to pay for it, not the locals. And like you said, that's where the rub is. I don't pay attention to what universities say. They their business. They have a business model. I call it a business. It's like McDonald's. Let's get them in and get the state money because I'm paying for that kid to go. And the more we can get in here, the more money we have. It doesn't matter what they graduate in. It doesn't matter that 60,000 left Louisiana in the last few years to go to other states. We don't analyze how we're spending money and what's worth it and what's not. And that continues to be a problem. And as long as the feds pay for it, we don't care. But Dodge was supposed to take care of that. You need a Dodge committee all day, every day. I don't care who is in power. They ought to be be independent of the Congress, and they ought to be able to say this is worth it and this isn't.
Well, before we fund anything, we ought to be looking at what the downstream financial implications are going to be.
Yeah.
And whether or not we can afford to keep doing this over and over again. It's one of the reasons why I advocate for a part-time Congress. They're up there too much time. They're involving themselves. They have too much time to involve themselves in stuff they don't even need to be involved in, quite frankly, at the end of the day. But that's just one man's perspective.
No, it's if you know, as a pollster, you look at that stuff, and that's the way the average person thinks. They don't understand why we don't have money for this and we don't have money for that. But, you know, the services that are absolutely necessary, and they're correct because politicians, Louisiana legislators, Congress, and the Senate, all of these people spend money as if it doesn't matter. They think they need it, so let's give it to them.
Yeah.
And it's catching up with us. The funding that we're not receiving from Medicaid, we keep hearing that once the budget is finished, Louisiana's all of the money we've been getting is going to be removed. And the hospitals are complaining, the universities are complaining, but. They didn't say anything when they got the money, like, we'll take this money, but can we count on it more than so many years? They really should take the money as if it's an emergency spending and be under the impression that this isn't going to last forever, so we're not going to make it something that's continuous and annual, because there's no guarantee that it's going to be there annual, and that's the approach ought to be.
No doubt. They know that there was going to be a day of reckoning,
right?
On all of this stuff, and we were kidding ourselves that thinking that the largesse of the federal government and our state government was going to continue to grow, when we know, when we look at the data every day, that it's not growing. So, I mean, it's crazy.
You go back to COVID.
But I got to get to a break. I apologize. Thank you so much for joining us. Bernie Pensinot, political analyst. Have a great 4th of July.
Same to you, Neil. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Debbie Bresler, Crescent City Countdown Club. We're talking about the Go Forth on the River fireworks show this July 4th, 9 p.m. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We're so excited and so excited for all y'all do to help the Riverfront Marketing Group produce this every year, preserve and produce this, and making it the national and international event it's become, Newell.
Absolutely. So this is put on, produced by the Riverfront Marketing Group in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy and the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund. Nice collaboration. So what can we expect? Yeah, it's always a little bit more than the fireworks itself. So tell us about the entire evening.
Well, this year, first of all, there's some very unusual places to view the fireworks, which I'll go over. But what is so good is that we have a new company now, Newell, and they're from Louisiana. We're going to see shows and special effects that we've never seen before, like a 17-story tall patriotic peacock tail fan that's going to go, you know, looking back and forth on the river. There's going to be the shell of shells, a big gold shell that burst and other shells come out of it. It's going to be sensational. We've never had this type of special effects and shells before. So this year we're making the fireworks the stars. And some of the places to view the fireworks, of course, it's free thanks to all of our sponsors. There are many ways to view it. You can from the east and west bank of the river, from the French Market all the way to the Hilton New Orleans Riverside. You can also get a view of the fireworks on the Steamboat Natchez or the Creole Queen on their fireworks cruise, or a bird's eye view from Vieux Orleans to buy tickets, of course, for that, and as well as a pool view from the Hilton New Orleans Riverside having a pool party. And then we just got this one from the Riverboat New Orleans is going to be doing from, I think, 6:30 to 9:30, dockside. You can view the fireworks and pay to get, you know, concessions and music and entertainment. So there's some real creative ways and cool ways to watch the fireworks, and it's going to be extraordinary. I mean, we are expecting some of the most unbelievable things that we've ever seen. And, of course, you've got the General Kelly coming out from 6:30 to 7 p.m., the fireboat with its famed red, white, and blue plumes. And we've got the Trinitones, an a cappella group from Dublin that is here, touring the East Coast. They began by singing the anthem at Yankee Stadium. They're going to be here and at 2 o'clock and at 8 p.m. leading into the fireworks at Oscar Dunn, which is formerly Artillery Park. They're They're going to be doing an a cappella concert. And, of course, the Calliope, patriotic Calliope concerts for the Steamboat Natchez. There's so many wonderful things to see and do leading up to the fireworks and watching the fireworks.
Absolutely. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate as well. Might be a little toasty, but they said it may be a nice breeze blowing. So it should be an absolute beautiful day.
It really is. And Newell, you know more than anybody with our friend, dear Helen, who's worked with us for so long with us, that the sponsorship is what makes this free. It's what makes it happen each time. And New Orleans and Company, the Berger and Tiller families, Pyromania, Magic and WWL, all of you, and 20 other, we call them True Blue sponsors, come together every year. We start over to have the money to preserve and present this show. And we're just so grateful to everybody.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to remember, you and I talked about like how many fireworks were actually would be going off on a particular evening. Any idea?
I have that number for you. I got it for you. Yes. We are, with the new company, we have 25% more shells and special effects than we've ever had before. It's in excess of 5,000, which is a
5,000.
Huge number.
Wow.
5,000 shells
incredible.
And special effects. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be terrific. And again, we decided to, you know, get proposals and look at what we needed to do. And this is just so amazing. I mean, our mouths just dropped as we were looking, especially this peacock tail. I'll send you a picture of it. It's unbelievable. And it's just beautiful. And with the backdrop, of course, CNN's going to be here, you know, broadcasting live. It's just going to be gorgeous. And, of course, both sides of the river can see this, and it's a free show. And we thank all of our sponsors for this. And you guys at Magic and WWL for making this happen over and over and over and letting people all over the world know.
The show will start at 9 p.m. on July 4th, which is a Friday. Most people don't have to go to work, right, on Saturday.
Right.
So we hope to have some great crowds come on out and enjoy this. A lot of work goes into this, Debbie. I mean, people don't realize this is not something that you put together in the 3 weeks leading up to 4th of July, right?
Right. We start on the 5th of July doing next year. I mean, it involves, you know, Coast Guard. You know, I'm going to be calling you about that. The Coast Guard, because they have to close the river, the permits, New Orleans Police, the Fire Department, Homeland Security. I mean, all of these people are involved, State Police. I mean, we've just got so many people that make this happen. We couldn't do it without them. Emergency Medical Services and the Harbor Police. I mean, there's just so much that has to happen here. And we all work together to make this happen. It's a community event, and it takes the community to make it happen. So 9 p.m. sharp, and it's going to be great. And, of course, go to WWL.com, and the link to the fireworks music is going to be there. And any information about parking and special offers from our sponsors, go to GoForthOnTheRiver.com. And everybody be safe and enjoy, and happy birthday to our great country.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for all that y'all do in bringing this special occasion to the forefront for everyone to enjoy on our nation's birthday, July the 4th. We truly appreciate the effort.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing it with us. Have a happy 4th.
You too. Debbie Bressler from Crescent City Countdown Club, 9 p.m., the evening of July 4th, Go Forth on the River Fireworks Show. This is produced by the Riverfront Management Marketing Group, in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy and the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund. And it looks like they have some great things to come. And CNN will be showcasing the New Orleans fireworks around the world as part of their 4th in America special. So we appreciate that as well. That's the type of coverage you just cannot buy. So it's huge. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. We'd love to hear from you. We covered a lot of material today. Give us a shout about anything. I'm getting some texts from folks. Love to hear from you as well. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, got a number of texts about the discussion on this bill. And a number of them say the same thing. I know that it isn't on Newell's list of things to do. Also, can you discuss the Medicaid cuts that will affect millions of taxpayers? And there's some others that talk about, you know, why don't you discuss the $5 trillion in debt from this bill? Well, it's not $5 trillion. It's actually $4 trillion. It was originally $2 trillion. Now it's grown. Actually, it's $3 trillion. Now it's grown to $3 trillion over 10 years. There's not a whole lot to discuss about it. I'm not excited about the fact that there's an additional dollars that are going to go to the debt. I mean, it's kind of contrary to a lot of what you've heard me talk about on this show. People kind of hear what they want to hear, right? I've been talking about Medicaid for probably over 6 months now. I started talking about this long before anybody else started talking about it, because I knew exactly how this was going to ultimately play out, is that we could not continue to fund and finance Medicaid to the levels that we've done as a result of the pandemic and the increases that we had there. And when you consider the following, that 40% of this state, of the taxpayers in this state, of the people that live in this state, are on Medicaid, that is a huge number. And it's not only a federal obligation, it's a state obligation as well. And the thing is that nobody wants to talk about it. They just want it to be funded. They don't care where this number comes from. Well, if you have a pie and there's not enough money, you know, in that pie to support everything, things have to get cut. Now, what do we cut? Or do you want to raise taxes? And I know right away, yes, I want to raise taxes on the wealthy. It ain't enough. There's not enough juice there to make it up, unless you want to tax them at about a 75% rate, where, you know, 75 cents on a dollar goes to the federal government. That, you know as well as I, that's not realistic. That's not going to happen, right? So there's not enough money there to do that. So there's all kinds of schools of thought as to how this is ultimately going to play itself out. Just be really wary of numbers that are getting thrown around, because a lot of this is over a number of years. So, for example, let's go to what CBS News has to say really quick. Not a bastion of conservative thinking there, right? So they say that there are about 71 million Americans that are enrolled in Medicaid. They say that the changes to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act in the Senate version would result in an increase of nearly 12 million more uninsured people by 2034. So over the next 10 years, about 12 million people would move off of Medicaid. And they would do that by virtue of a number of different off-ramps. The House version was around 11 million. So there was a million more impacted by the Senate version that would move off by 2034. All right, so over the next 10 years. The Senate version provided $930 billion in cuts over that period of time, and the House passed bill included about $800 billion in cuts. Both versions included new work requirements for that program. They require adults to work, volunteer, or study 80 hours a month to qualify for enrollment unless they have an exception. The House passed bill includes work requirements that would apply to childless Medicaid recipients without disabilities between the ages of 19 and 64, beginning no later than in 2026. The exemptions for caregivers for dependent children or for pregnant women, among others, would stay in intact. Under the current law, state-determined maximum limits on home equity are between $730,000 and $1,097,000 and are indexed to inflation. So applicants wouldn't qualify for Medicaid if their home equity is valued at more than $1 million. And I know what you're saying. You said, what you be talking about, Willis? You got people that live in a house that have equity of $1 million that are on Medicaid? Yes. Then it goes into provider taxes, these exotic schemes that we have developed as to how we're financing Medicaid. Medicaid has actually grown, I think, by 50% over the last 5 years, right? And, you know, so this is what's going on here, is that it's growing at a rate, and there are people that are become eligible that needs to be redefined as to who this is actually for, right? 40 states have adopted the Medicaid expansion, this state being one. The federal government pays 90% of the cost for expansion enrollees, while the states are only responsible for 10. The federal government's portion for those covered through traditional Medicaid can range from 50 to 83%. This is all information provided by CBS News. We'll be right back. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Nothing's worse than losing power, especially during the summer and hurricane season. That's why WWL teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you the chance to win a portable generator, a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value almost $1,000. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's. We are joined by Scoot. What do we have coming up,
well,
Scoot?
You know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel like I need that Craig's generator. I can hook myself up to that, baby. Get a little juice going here. All right, look, we're going to talk about reaction to the Sean Diddy Combs trial. It's a great opportunity to react to it. Shocking for a lot of people, but I have an interesting take on this, so we'll talk about that coming up.
Scoot's headed your way, folks. Stay tuned. Have a great Wednesday evening. We'll see you again in the morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.